today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm sure this has happened to you. It's a kooky thing, but it happens to me all the time. It's like a reoccurring waking nightmare. Let's say you're doing a gig and everything's just going, but then all of a sudden, way in the back of the hall, you see this dude standing back there. He's the only guy standing up. So you keep the show going, doing some songs, talk to the people, but then all of a sudden, he starts to move a little bit closer. Just as soon as he gets right up to the stage, that's when he starts to reach into the inside of his jacket.
Oh, no.
And I always think the same thing every time. Jesus, Lord, I hope that's a gun. Never is.
Never is.
It's never. It's always harmonica.
Greetings and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. I'm going to be speaking about the highly influential and legendary singer, songwriter, and guitar player Townes Van Zandt for a little bit here today. Townes would have been 80 years old today. Townes passed in 1997, born on March 7th, 1944. In Fort Worth, Texas. Before we jump into that, we'll remind everybody that February new music is coming up next week. We will have episodes of February new music in between some previews that we have scheduled for the 70s album madness bracket that we're doing. We're all the way into the second round and getting ready to get everything down to the Sweet 16. So I hope you guys are enjoying that. But I want to remind you that Sunday is the time and the place to get in your new music picks. That's our deadline, Sunday, March 10th. And all you have to do is create a voice file, as many of you know, attach it to an email to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line, 612-440-1984. And leave your message there. We very much look forward to the contributions for February new music. Some very interesting records came out then. Townes Van Zandt is known as the ultimate singer-songwriter, a pure singer-songwriter who was dedicated to the craft of songwriting, pursued that throughout his life, and seemed in many cases more interested in doing that, playing, performing, whether it was in front of people or just casually or just by himself, in the machinations of the music industry and the recording process, etc. His songs were far more successful commercially in versions by other artists. He served as an inspiration to a wide swath of musicians and artists. It could be argued that he is one of the most influential and important figures to those artists in and around the alt-country movement of the 1990s. He's also an accomplished guitarist whose finger-picking style made an impression on those who saw him play live, which he did at countless small clubs and coffee houses, normally for small audiences, usually less than 50 people. Like many cult figures, Townsend's legend and popularity grew after his passing. He died on New Year's Day, 1997. On New Year's Day, similar to one of his heroes, Hank Williams. Several books and documentaries have appeared since he passed, as well as a ton of unreleased material, reissues of his work, and other related ephemera. And I think it's a testament to his legend and his influence that copies of the original albums that came out on Poppy Records are sold for hundreds and occasionally thousands of dollars on the collector's market. Let's take a brief look at those albums on what would have been Townes' 80th birthday. His first record was released in 1968. It's called For the Sake of the Song. And it was a record recorded in Nashville by a very young Townes who didn't have a lot of experience with the music business. The recordings, the songs were draped with all kinds of organs and recorders and harpsichords and all kinds of strange overdubs. And Townes himself has described this process as, he said, quote, "I was just totally taken, not on purpose, but totally taken off guard. I was surrounded by 10 of the best musicians of the world. And boy, I'm just a hick from Texas, you know. I'm a cowboy hippie from Texas, and all of a sudden I'm playing these songs, and I was just showing them how they went and just playing. Then I realized toward the end of the record that that's not how the song goes. That's not how it was written. So on the next record, I had veto power and listened and took charge. Many of the songs that were written for the sake of the song were re-recorded on other records later and would be, I think, much more better represented and well-known. The first album, I think, that really established Townes' reputation for what it is was Our Mother the Mountain, released in 1969. There are some great songs on here, including the title track, Tecumseh Valley, and that was an example of a song that appeared on the first album but was re-recorded. There's a much lighter approach production-wise, even though some of the main people are involved. I love the story here that I found on the Source of All Human Knowledge relating to a book that Joe Ely wrote in 2004, his biography, Be Here to Love Me, which actually is the title of the first track on Our Mother the Mountain. Joe recalls hearing the album after he had picked up Townes while hitchhiking in Lubbock, Texas. And all Townes had with him was his guitar and a bag full of records. And he gave Joe a copy of Our Mother the Mountain as a way of thanking him for the ride. And Joe said, quote, I'd never met anybody who'd actually recorded an album before. So I took the record back to Jimmy Gilmore. We put the record on. We were just mesmerized it. We played it over and over for weeks. It made us rethink what we were doing and what a song was all about. Here now is Tecumseh Valley from Our Mother the Mountain by Townes Van Zandt.
The name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her way were free, and it seemed to me that sunshine walked beside her. She come from Spencer, across the hill. Said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low, and soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. She said she'd come look for work. She was not seeking favors, and for a dime a day and a place to stay, she'd turn those hands to labor. Times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and a job she found, tending bar.
Beautiful, beautiful, heartbreaking. And lyrically, incredibly stark and moving song. In 1969, the same year, Townes released a third album, his self-titled, again on Poppy Records. It includes re-recordings of four songs from his 1968 debut album, Waiting Around to Die, which is the first song he ever wrote. Just kind of amazing. The first song you ever write or really finish to be considered a real song is called Waiting Around to Die. I'll Be Here in the Morning. For the Sake of the Song, and Quicksilver Daydreams of Maria, sometimes referred to as the kitchen album, this record, because of the picture of Towns sitting in the kitchen of graphic designer Milton Glaser on the front. One critic wrote that Quicksilver Dreams of Maria is one of the most achingly beautiful love songs ever written, a portrait of the singer's muse that moves the listeners to tears with the band's mournful and romantic Spanish guitar and some of Towns' most deeply moving and powerful lyrics.
Well, a diamond fades quickly when matched to the face of Maria. All the harps, they sound empty when she lifts her lips to the sky. All the brown of her skin makes her hair seem a soft golden rainfall. It spills from the mountains to the bottomless depths of her eyes. Well, she stands all around me, her hands slowly sifting the sunshine. All the laughter that lingered down deep beneath her smiling is free. Well, it spins and it twirls like a hummingbird lost in the morning. Then caresses the south wind and silently sails to the sea. All the sculptor stands stricken and the artist he throws away his brushes. When her image comes dancing, the sun, she turns sullen with shame. And the birds, they go silent, and the wind stops his sad.
The fourth album Towns released in 1971 was called Delta Mama Blues, and this one was a little different than the previous two records, Our Mother, The Mountain, and his self-titled record. And it was recorded in New York City, and it has more of a blues tinged to it. Towns lived in New York for 3 years in the early 70s, and you can really feel a much more urban, kind of a blues slant. This album is a mix of darkness and light, actually. There's several very dark songs, including Rake and Nothing. But there's also some ballads that really feature Towns's romantic lyrics and his imagery, including the Tower Song. There's a blues called Brand New Companion, which shows the influence of a lot of Towns's blues heroes, including Lightning Hopkins. And while the record, like the others, was not a commercial success, it really reinforced Towns's reputation as one of the greatest songwriters of his generation. And a review on AllMusic stated, on Van Zandt's fourth album, his voice hasn't yet attained the weary gravitas that made his later albums so shattering, but his dark, skewed visions of life are already in place.
So far away, and all the things I'd hope to say, they'll have to go unsaid today, perhaps until tomorrow. Your fears have built a wall between our lives and all that loving means. We'll have to go unfelt and seen. that leaves only sorrow. You built your tower strong and tall. Can't you see? It's got to fall someday. Close your eyes and speak to me of faith and love and destiny, as distant as eternity, truth and understanding. The wind blows cold outside your door, whispers words I've tried before.
The next album, Towns, recorded in Los Angeles, so a little bit different from the previous one. It's called High, Low, and In Between. One of his best-known songs is on this record, To Live is to Fly. It's much more sparsely produced than some of the other stuff that he did. I think at one point during his life, and I think he said, if somebody, you know, held a knife or a gun to my head, the song I would have to choose as my favorite is To Live is to Fly. There have been people who think that this song were informed by the murder of his girlfriend at the time, or estranged girlfriend. They had stopped seeing each other a couple months before. Leslie Joe Richards, who was stabbed after hitchhiking back to Houston from a Towns Van Zandt recording session. The shock of her death left Towns devastated and changed his life for a long time. There's also an incredibly complex song on this record, even though it's pretty short, called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold. One of the stories that I was able to dig up here was from Steve Earle, and I know at one point in his biography, he tells a story of playing in a club with hardly anybody there when Towns came in and was pretty drunk and started heckling the young singer and asking him if he could play some folk standards. I think it was a Wabash Cannonball that he kept asking for. And Steve Earle finally said, I don't know how to play Wabash Cannonball. And Towns Van Zandt said, hey, how can you call yourself a folk singer if you don't know Wabash Cannonball? So instead, Steve Earle played Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold and stunned Towns into silence. He couldn't believe that he actually knew that song, and much less knew it, but remembered all the various words in this tune.
Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke, and it was to his queen he turned. Lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burn. The sun's upon a gambling day. His queen smiled low and blissfully. Let's make some wretched fool to pay. Plain it was she did agree, and sent his deuce down into diamond. His four to heart and his trade of spade. Three kings with the legions come. Preparations soon were made. They voted club the day's commander. Give him an army face and number. All but the outlaw Jack of Diamonds, the aces in the sky. Well, he give his sevens first instruction. Spirit me a game of studs. Stakes unscarred by limitation between a man named Gold and a man named Mud. And the club filled Gold with greedy vapors till his long green eyes did glow. And Mud was left with the sighs and trembles watching his hard-earned money go. Flushes fell on Gold like water. Tens that paired and paired again. But the aces only flew through heaven, and the diamond jack called no man friend. Now the diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal, began to think of her long lost son, fell to her knees with a mother's mercy, and prayed to the angels, everyone. Now the diamond queen, she prayed and prayed, and the diamond angel fell Mud's.
A second album came out in 1972, and the last album for Poppy Records. He had a long running relationship with the owner of that label, Kevin Eggers, who later, I believe, went on to found the Tomato Records label, which reissued some of the Van stuff. And that's where I first came across it. I don't know that I've ever come across any of the original Poppy recordings. The late, great Towns Van Zandt is probably his best-known studio album. One of the reasons is because the title is very catchy, but there are also some great songs on there. It includes his probably best-known composition, Poncho and Lefty, which was a number one hit for Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard in 1983. And the song If I Needed You, which was recorded by Emmylou Harris and Don Williams in 1981 and was taken all the way to the top five in the country charts. Both those occurrences in the 1980s actually gave Towns his first stable income throughout his whole life from his music, and in some ways contributed to him not recording too much in the 80s at all. He had finally had some money and finally had a life and got into boating and several different things. But this is the album where it all happened. It also has the incredible ballad, Snow Don't Fall.
Well, snow don't fall on summer's time. Wind don't blow below the sea. My love lies neath frozen skies and waits in sweet repose for me. Well, her eyes did laugh and her lips did sing and her legs did roll my soul to bring and her hair did curl and her thoughts unfurl like birds upon wings of spring. My love, I need not see.
The last record we're going to discuss is a record called Live at the Old Quarter, Houston, Texas. It was recorded in July of 1973 on a series of very hot nights during that summer, and it wasn't released until 1977, but many people believe this is the ultimate Towns Van Zandt record. It captures the songs as they were written, as they Towns thought they should be heard, with just him playing on his guitar. The liner notes to the reissue actually describe this record as the Rosetta Stone of Texas music. I love the story that Towns played to nearly 100 folks per set, packed into this tiny club, shoulder to shoulder within the brick walls. The room was so crowded, apparently, that it was impossible for a waitress to get through or people even to get up and go to the bar, so they had to pass money over their head and hope that a drink or a beer would come back to them.
Play this song called To Live's To Fly. Won't say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time, and I waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. Well, you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentleman. We got the sky to talk about and the world to lie upon. Days up and down they come like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough and nothing is too much to bear. Where you been is good and gone. All you keep is the getting there. Well, to live's to fly all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends. It's time to go again. think all the poetry and the picking down the line. I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. But it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, it may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be a-bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find.
This record met with great critical acclaim when it came out. And, you know, I think if you want an introduction to Townes' music and you want to hear a lot of the great songs that he wrote, how he sang them and how he arranged them, this would be the place to start. There were a couple other records that Townes released. In 1978, he released a record called Flyin' Shoes that really was supposed to be something very, very different. He recorded some tracks in 1973 for an album called 7 Come 11. It was not released due to conflict between Poppy Records founder Kevin Eggers and producer Jack Clement. So lots of stories about what happened to the tapes. A lot of the songs written for that 7 Come 11 album were re-recorded for this album, Flyin' Shoes. It was produced at the famous American Studios in Nashville, produced by Chips Moman. Had a lot of great session musicians on there, including the Scruggs Brothers, Spooner Oldham, and all kinds of people. Although Townes showed up with a broken hand from a car accident. But there's some really, really good songs on there. And a lot of them were first debuted on the Live at the Old Quarter album. And this was released eventually as Flyin' Shoes. And some of the original recordings from the 7 Come 11 album were released as the Nashville Sessions in 1993. But on the occasion of what would have been Townes' 80th birthday, I just wanted to walk everybody through some of the records, some of the highlights. I know we hear a lot about his name, but I don't know how many people know about these records and the pattern in which they were put out. So I thought it might be helpful to do that and also give us a chance to listen to some great music by Townes. So I hope everybody enjoyed this. We're going to go out with another track from Live at the Old Quarter. Right now, recorded in 1973. Just imagine a sweltering summer night, a tiny club. Townes Van Zandt on stage. You can hear a pin drop until the applause exploded at the end of each track. And with that, say rest in power. Praise the memory of Townes Van Zandt. Be thankful for all the amazing music he left behind and the people he influenced. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks. Play this. This is the first song, first serious song I ever wrote. Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. That's easier than just to wait around to die. One time friends, I had a ma, I even had a pa. He beat her with a belt once cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. It was better than just a waiting round to die. I came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me, drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die.
Christ almighty, what in the world is that? Fuck me, Tom.